Katharine News. I'm John Scott. That's the sound of strong winds blowing warning flags on the beach at Nags Head, North Carolina. National Hurricane Center specialist Lisa Bucci says Aaron remains a Category 2 storm but could strengthen.
It was moving northward, and we generally expect hurricanes to grow as they move towards the pole. That wind field does expand, and as that wind field expands, those hazardous winds, those tropical storm and hurricane force winds start to extend further and further from the center. That's something that's expected.
Aaron continues to create dangerous beach conditions in New Jersey and Delaware with the worst of the waves and rip currents not expected until Thursday. NATO defense chiefs will hold a virtual meeting to discuss security guarantees for Ukraine as part of efforts to end Russia's war on its neighbor. 32 defense chiefs participating in the talks. Kyiv's European allies are looking to set up a force that could backstop any peace agreement, and military chiefs are figuring out how that security force might work. The Trump White House has created a TikTok account despite national security concerns about the video sharing app. White House correspondent Greg Clexton reports.
President Trump once supported a TikTok ban, but he embraced the technology during his 2024 campaign. Here in his second term, the president has signed 3 executive orders delaying a TikTok ban, even though it was approved by Congress and upheld by the Supreme Court. On Tuesday, the White House launched its own TikTok account featuring a video from Donald Trump declaring, "I am your voice." Greg Clugston, the White House.
Looking at Wall Street, stocks are mixed. The Dow is ahead 4 points, the Nasdaq losing 221. This is SRN News. A group of pastors has a message for Kroger. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
The giant grocery store chain is a longtime supporter of the LGBT agenda, and the clergymen, 80 of them from several denominations, are threatening a boycott. In a letter to Kroger officials, they urge them to, quote, "please stay out of politics and do not alienate your customer base. Otherwise, your customers may just walk out the door and never come back." Kroger is already planning to close 60 stores over the next 18 months due to poor sales. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Another Indian state is making it harder to spread the gospel. Officials in Uttarakhand are expanding their anti-conversion laws to include all communication via digital media. That means if a Christian is caught evangelizing online, he can be prosecuted. The state is the first one in India to expand its anti-conversion ban in this way, and it's feared that other states will follow suit. This is SRN News. Here's the Midday Wall Street Business Report.
Wall Street continues to drift while news of a leadership change at Target is taking some of the spotlight off the latest batch of corporate earnings reports. Target tumbled 9% after the struggling Minneapolis-based retailer said that CEO Brian Cornell plans to step down early next year. The week's biggest news for Wall Street will come on Friday when Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell speaks in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. Wall Street is hoping that Powell will hint at an interest rate cut. The Fed has kept its main interest rate steady this year. Shares of home improvement retailer Lowe's jumped 3.4% after it beat Wall Street's sales and profit expectations. Lowe's also announced it is acquiring Foundation Building Materials, a distributor of interior building products, for about $8.8 billion. I'm Rich Thomason.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.